right, item number 17.
From the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract amendment with the Joxel Group, LLC, for information technology support of the community mental health care application for the Department of Health and Human Services Behavioral Health Division.
Ms. Pinella?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, the item before you is to is a request to amend the contract with the Joxel Group to continue the IT support of the community mental health care application, which is the current application that supports admissions and billing for BHD. As soon as we get the EMR implemented, this application will go away, but it needs support until that point in time.
Supervisor Mayo?
Move approval.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Is there any other comments or questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the approval.
Harris?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, thank you.
Okay, item number 18 from the Department of Family Care.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to execute a contract with the State of Wisconsin Department of Health Services to operate a managed care organization to provide the family care benefit to residents of Milwaukee County for the period January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013, and to accept the funding thereunder. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Supervisor Mayo.
Move approval.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Is there any other comments or questions from committee? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm curious, what is our track record of the capitation rates keeping up with the costs? I notice in on down the line, number 22, when you have the financial status of this year's program, it looks like that, you know, we're losing money on it. So, I mean, my question is it wise for us to be expanding into all these other counties if, you know, if we're having trouble meeting ends with the capitation rate we're getting now?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo, that's an excellent question. As we brought to both Health and Human Needs and Finance and Audit earlier, there was a capitation rate decrease for 2012, and as you'll see when we get to that particular agenda item, our projected loss because of that capitation rate decrease from the state of Wisconsin was projected to be significantly more than it has turned out to be, because we have spent a lot of time really trying to make sure that we're authorizing services, the services that people need to meet their outcomes, that our teams are doing the things that they need to do. So we have significantly minimized that. But in terms of sort of the historical look at what our capitation payments have been over the years, I defer to Jim Hodson, our Chief Financial Officer.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo, I'm going to give you just a little history just to answer your question in more detail. Back in the fall of October 2011, we had come back to the committee with the announcement that we were going to have a capitation rate decrease and an approximate loss of revenue of about $12 million. Mm-hmm. From that, we had done a number of things. One was we had went back and to the state and was able to obtain some additional funding, which is about $1.4 million, to offset some of that loss of revenue. And then there were some operational changes we made, which is where you see us today. We were expected to have a much significant more loss, of probably somewhere in the neighborhood of almost $8 million. We're running at about a $392,000 loss through the first 9 months of the year. So we've tried to focus our operations on trying to shore up those losses by finding new opportunities to save money, basically. So considering what we were up against, back in October of 2011 going into 2012, we didn't have a lot of time to react, and I think we've done a pretty good job to try to get our revenues and our expenditures in line. Now we're scheduled for a rate increase for 2013, which will bring in about $2.2 million in new revenue.
Are those changes in the capitation rates, is that a common occurrence, or was that just kind of an anomaly this last time around?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo, the rate decrease was the first rate decrease this program has ever had since its inception, and I think it was centered around the state budget. So, and there were lots of reductions done through the state budget to balance the overall structural budget. So, and there were other MCOs that took rate decreases too. In fact, going into 2013, we are only one of four out of the nine that had a rate increase going into 2013.
Can you tell us what your reserve balance is at right now? And then one last question after that. Have you ever finished off a year where your expenses exceeded your revenue from the capitation rate?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo, with the losses incurred to date through September, we would be at about a $24.7 million surplus. And then in regards to your question, in regards to losses, there have been losses in the past. This dates back way back in 2003 and 2004, there were losses totaling over that time period about $12.2 million, which that was all repaid. The county board had stepped up to replenish the reserves, but then that was all repaid back over a course of several years.
Early.
And then there was one other, in 2008, there was a loss of about $540,000.
And I guess just one more, I'm sorry. So the capitation rate, then you feel confident, of course, do you know what your capitation rate's going to be
13?
For 13?
You
do?
Yes,
okay.
We do.
You know, I guess, again, you know, my concern is if we're going to expand into all these extra counties, we're taking on added risk. I mean, the county's not in the position to have to start ponying up money should this thing start losing. So you're confident the capitated rates going forward should cover your expenses at a minimum.
Yeah, Madam Chair and Supervisor Sanfilippo, we are confident because we, you know, before actually executing a contract with the state, we ask for permission from the board to do so, but then it's all contingent upon an agreeable rate being reached for those. So we wouldn't put the program in a position where it wouldn't be able to be successful. And should there be a loss, those reserves are, while they're maintained by the county, and I'm probably oversimplifying from an accounting standpoint, but those are all funded through state Medicaid dollars. So those aren't county tax levy dollars that have funded those reserves. So the risk to the county, per se, as opposed to the organization, there is no financial risk to the county. When those losses, as Mr. Hudson said, occurred early on in the program, it was the very early days of development of all of the managed care organizations in the state. And as he said, the county did make a commitment to this program and put those funds forward. And we entered into an agreement, and actually, just to clarify, repaid those funds and repaid them earlier than we had agreed to, so that the county was made whole for those dollars.
Okay. Thank you very much, Manager. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Manager. And that's my concern, that you are exploring to all these different counties again. Mm-hmm. We just gave you opportunity to go down to Racine. Mm-hmm. Now you want to go into these counties. Mm-hmm. And even though you say Milwaukee County's whole home will not be affected, mm-hmm. but if there ever a state or any time be a deficit, Milwaukee County will be on the hook for all this.
Madam
Chair, I'm trying to figure out how you're going to put the reserve. Are you going to put segregated funds? If Washington County get a hit, mm-hmm. are you going to have a reserve fund just straight up for Washington County? Are you going, because my understanding that all the reserve funds are in one big pot. Mm-hmm. You're not segregating a reserve fund, because I know once you get your decapitated rate, once you start benefit, you put so much into the reserve fund. Are you going to put a segregated fund for each county now? And that's the reason why we had a concern about Washington, Racine County when you went down there.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, the reserves are in three reserves. So they're not technically all just in one big kettle. There's a working capital reserve. Mm-hmm. There's a restricted reserve, which the working capital reserve, if that was fully exhausted, then there's a restricted reserve in which we would have to come back to the state and also this board to access those reserves. So we'd have to ask for permission, so you'd be well aware of it. And then the third reserve is a solvency reserve in which each MCO has contributed an amount of $750,000 that would be used in the event of dissolution or liquidation of an MCO. And there would be no county. The county would not be on the hook. Those monies would be used to fund all those expenses.
And Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, if I may, there has been a sort of a real-life example of this in a different part of the state where a region of Wisconsin that had been served by a managed care organization who is no longer going to be in existence, no longer going to be providing the benefit in sort of the central western counties effective January 1st of 2013. So those counties, Chippewa, Eau Claire, Dunn, St. Croix, and Pierce, those counties are not liable and are not responsible. The state has brought in another managed care organization and is working through it. So I guess the easiest way to explain it is once a county is no longer providing the long-term care benefit to younger people with disabilities or frail elders, the county isn't the managed care organizations. And again, Milwaukee is that unique situation where the managed care organization is part of the county. But it is the only instance in the state where that's the case. But those dollars, again, are still state Medicaid dollars. Those aren't county tax levy dollars. So it's the state's responsibility if, God forbid, something would happen, such as what happened in that particular geographic region, the state would come in, find another managed care organization to provide that benefit and make a transition plan for those individuals. Since those counties haven't been providing that benefit to their members through their human services departments for at least 5 years. I don't know how long that one has particularly been involved in the program. So this county, again, because you have Milwaukee County Department of Family Care, but it's the MCO that provides the benefit. It isn't a county human services. Those aren't waiver dollars. Those aren't tax levy dollars that go to provide those services.
What about the employees? Who provides the employees to you? Who's paying for the employees in those different counties?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, to look at it from a sort of a real-world example, the situation that we have in Racine and Kenosha is, in particular, we have one administrative staff person that we have contracted for, and then we have built sort of a hybrid model of care management. As I'm sure many of you are familiar, the way that we provide care management in Milwaukee County is we have some county staff, nurses, and human service workers, and then we contract out with local agencies also to provide that benefit. Curative, Goodwill, MCFI, New Life Navigators. So what we've done in Racine and Kenosha is made a hybrid of that model so that we have a county nurse and human service workers from an agency staffing the interdisciplinary team there. It makes it a little bit easier for us to use that model where the nurse is the county employee because there isn't a residency requirement for a county nurse. As it happens, that nurse lives in the county, but it makes it a little bit easier. As you get a little bit farther afield, it's harder to have a county employee who's willing to live in Milwaukee County and drive a significant distance just to get to their office. So we're hopeful we can continue to build that model where we're offering opportunities for our partner agencies to expand their employment pools, and we're also being able to expand county employment.
Are you planning to expand any more outside of this? So you almost got all those seven regions. Are you? Because I don't think this is going to be against it.
Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, the particular advantage in this is that four out of the five of those expansion counties border our current service region.
Correct.
So, and I think past that, and the state has expressed a willingness to allow us to expand farther than that, and we said we are going to stick with southeastern Wisconsin with an eye towards everything that we do is an effort to make sure that, you know, again, the Milwaukee County MCO remains sustainable and viable. Our this region, Milwaukee, is the state will be letting their request for proposal for MCOs from Milwaukee next year in the spring-ish. We want to make sure that Milwaukee County Department of Family Care continues to be able to provide the benefit to the, you know, to at last count the nearly 8,000 members that we have and the employees that we currently have, both as county employees and contracted employees. So we want to make sure that we're sustainable so that, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we can continue to provide this benefit to Milwaukee County.
And you're not neglecting Milwaukee County residents because you've got one after the other.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, very happy you asked that question. What we have gotten our most recent quality audit from MediStar, which is the state's external quality review organization, and shown an increase, a heightening of our quality standards this year as opposed to last year. We do member satisfaction data so that we actively inquire of our members, are you satisfied with the work your care management team does? Are you satisfied with the services that you receive? And we have consistently and again in some areas improved on the member satisfaction. So we are very confident that we're going to be able to expand our footprint and not have any dilution of the quality measures here. We also audit all of our care management agencies with whom we contract, as I'm sure they'd be happy to tell you. And we have seen an increase in their scores in terms of we're approaching 95% on all of the measures that we look at for our care managers, which is an increase over last year where it was about 92-93%, still a very good score. So just to reassure, we continue to look at those quality standards, at the quality of the staff that we provide, and our as well as our provider agencies, so that we are very confident that there isn't going to be any diminution in terms of the quality of services that are provided in this county.
Madam Chair, my last question. You only report to this board only.
Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, we report to Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
I'm talking about Milwaukee County.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
The other municipality board.
Yeah, Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, correct.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments or questions from committee? All right, I have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo on that motion. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.